Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
A joy that no one can take away. Fill us with joy that overflows to become a great rejoicing that is always in our hearts and souls. For we know you have risen from the dead. We know you are very God of very God, the Son incarnate, the redeeming Christ. Grant an outpouring of joy here this day. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Watching. Watching as an outsider, yet fully involved, wanting to share in the burden, but it's a burden I just could not share in. Easter Sunday was coming and trusting that the moment would wait till after Easter. Almost 9 months of waiting and simply asking for one more week's wait. Please, Lord. The journey, full of expectation and doctor's visits, some concerns, so weekly stress tests, finally came to the day of delivery. Since the child had not come on its own schedule, we would be heading to induce. I say we, but you know, I'd be the bystander. Some may say, coach, breathe, hold, push, breathe, relax. All that was rumbling through my mind as I watched my wife get ready. Elbows and feet. We had seen them, but now the great unknown, a boy or a girl, a daughter or a son, we have the names chosen in either case, and the day begins, childbirth, pain, pushing pain, and then the greatest miracle of our lives, a girl was born. Beautiful, healthy, even a head of hair. The look on my wife's face that was grimacing in pain was now glowing in a way that's hard to describe, but there was joy there. Glowing with joy at the birth of our girl, our firstborn. A joy. The joy came after all the pain. The joy came. And now it's nearly 13 years later. And the joy is there. The joy is there for my princess. It's really there. Because we see our daughters, both of them, as gifts from God. Even with the grimacing of navigating the waters of being parents in training, the joy is there. I understand this picture that Jesus is telling his disciples about. Like many others over the years who have heard the cries of childbirth, first from the mother in pain, and then the smiles that cross the faces as the cries of the mother become a cry from a newborn. And that newborn cry is heard for the first time. And the joy is coming. And that joy overcame all the anguish that was before it. All of it. Life is filled with ups and downs. It's easier to have joy when all is well, and not so easy when all is not well. Yet I tell you, in Christ, you can be filled with joy that withstands all the comings and goings of life. all the ups and downs. A joy can reside in your heart so soundly steadfast, others will notice and wonder. Do you know that kind of joy? Do you desire that kind of joy in your heart? You can have that kind of joy. The only way to this joy is Jesus. John chapter 16, verse 22. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Jesus is speaking about his death and resurrection. The suffering coming his way will bring the disciples grief, but it is a momentary grief. Momentary. Really think of that. Momentary. So much of our misunderstanding of suffering is that suffering is really just momentary. But what comes next? Seeing Jesus again. Alive after being dead. That seeing Jesus is eternal. Listen and let it sink in. The grief, the suffering is momentary. Seeing Jesus, that is eternal. And when you see Jesus, you will rejoice. Rejoice from a joy in your heart and soul that is rooted in eternity. A joy is pictured, as Scripture says, no one will take away your joy. Not your boss, not your ex, not your wayward child, not the medical diagnosis, not the loss of a job, not breaking up with your boyfriend, not even death of a loved one, not even the devil in all his wicked wiles can take away your joy. Your joy is eternal, just as Jesus lives. Jesus said, as it's recorded in the Scriptures, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until you have not asked for anything in my name, ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. This asking is not asking for a new car. This asking is not asking for the numbers to win the Powerball. Even though you promise to God, you will give generously to God from the Powerball winnings. This is not asking for things that will make you happy. Jesus is speaking about the things that will fill you with joy. More of Jesus himself in your life. More of the living presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in your soul. Asking for the spiritual gifts that will bring you closer to the Father so you have a relationship. Really see this. So that you have a relationship with the Father like Jesus the Son had a relationship with the Father. Do you see that? Asking for that, you have a joy that overflows to the brim. When you think of Jesus, you know, I thought about bringing in a whole bunch of pictures of Jesus. When you think of Jesus, what do you see? Do you see a frown? Or do you see a smile? Do you see a life exuding from every muscle of a carpenter? Or do you see a dour and gloomy face? The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. Then in his joy, sold everything he had and bought the field. The 70 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to your name. And Jesus answered them, do not rejoice the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Paul and Barnabas are spreading the gospel in the region of Antioch, and it's written in Acts 13, verse 52, and all the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Philippians chapter 1, Paul writing, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. James chapter 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. And then Hebrews chapter 12, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hearing these words from Holy Scripture, joy is ours. Joy really is ours. Perhaps, though, too often, like our culture, we are determined to avoid suffering of any kind. And perhaps as a result, we don't have the opportunity to develop this kind of joy. We don't grow this kind of joy because the soil and fertilizer of suffering and persecution has not been added to our lives. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4, always, pentote, means, the Greek word means evermore, at all times, always. Always means always, evermore. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always means always, not when life is all sunshine and happy days, when life is, if you want to sing with me, zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. When everything is satisfactory and wonderful feeling and wonderful day. Always means always, evermore. Because the joy is Jesus in you. It's not your feelings. Not your circumstances, not the momentary. Paul and Silas, stripped and beaten, wrongly thrown into prison. What were they doing around midnight? Do you remember what they were doing around midnight? Beaten, wrongly thrown in prison. Around midnight, they were praying and singing hymns. You too can have that when Jesus is your joy. Scripture teaches, let your gentleness be evident. The Lord is near. Such wonderful news. The Lord is near. I ask you, when are you most aware of the Lord's nearness in your life? Is it not when he is carrying you? Like the poem, Footprints in the Sand? Do not be anxious about everything, but in everything by prayer with thanksgiving talk to God, and the peace of God will come over you and guard you in Christ Jesus. Think of good, godly things and put into practice this faith in Jesus Christ. And the God of peace will be with you. You have a reason each day. You have a reason each moment of each day to rejoice. You have been redeemed. You are forgiven of all your sins. You are given eternal life, all by the grace of God, for Jesus' sake. These are yours. These eternal are yours. I am mortal. You are mortal. If you seek and try to find joy in the things of this world, you will never, and I do mean never, know this kind of joy. You may find happiness for the moment when you buy your latest toy, but that happiness will fly from you. That happiness will disappear so fast when sadness and suffering swoops in. Look at children. Watch them as they unwrap presents, smiles, and happiness. But not even the next day. Sometimes they're just moments away from tears of sadness because that one present they longed for was not there. If you want joy, I know you want this kind of joy. And I know you need this kind of joy. A joy that is deep inside of you, residing there in such strength that even pain and suffering, there is joy. Real joy. Flowing from, I am redeemed, child of God. My Father in heaven loves me. I am His. The very presence of God is in me, the Holy Spirit. My Savior rose and lives eternally. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. These are the foundations of joy that last. This joy is found only in the eternal. This joy is found only in Jesus. This joy is yours. This joy is yours. When you turn to Jesus and recognize Him as He is by faith, the Son of the living God, crucified and risen Lord, Savior, Redeemer, the Christ. The Christ you will see. The Christ you will see and rejoice. Psalm 23, as it ends, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Your joy is that forever. With Jesus, Jesus has gone to prepare that place for you. Your joy is that forever joy. Jesus is your joy. Rejoice. I said rejoice, and I see faces. You are good Lutherans, but I mean the joy. I mean my voice is cracked when I've sung. But that's the first time I had to go. You could have laughed at me and smiled at me. It's okay. Life is full of joy. That's the joy we're speaking of. The joy that's forever because we're brother and sister in Christ, and Christ has risen. We will rise. We will live eternally. You see the joy. I'm seeing faces smiling a little bit. You're saying, shut up and finish. But rejoice. Rejoice! Seek for joy! May Jesus Christ be praised. Amen.